College 102.5 The Bone. And a good American morning to you, sir.
Good American morning.
Holy cow. Donald Trump is a president.
Wow. Can I tell you how many times I said to my wife yesterday, well, he's not going to be president.
Right. I said yesterday on the show, I said to Herman Cain, come on, he's going to get smashed in the election. And Shuggy Duggy said, I don't know, Mike.
Lionel said the same thing.
Lionel knows
everything.
We all said it. That in the electoral vote, he would lose. And in the popular vote, it would be very close. I predicted yesterday on the air that he would win the popular vote and he would lose the electoral vote, which would make it a controversy like he, I think, almost wanted. And it would lead to the restructuring of Ireland. And they just said, no, let's just give him everything.
Yeah.
Galvin's wearing his Make America Great Again hat, awesome. Which isn't even like the official Trump one. That's just a fake one.
That one was not made in America.
No, you're probably right.
Take that China crap out of here. We don't want that commie stuff in our country anymore.
Oh, what a weird situation to be in. Let's get something out of the way right now. The markets were going to take a dive either way.
Yes.
The foreign markets do that all the time. The uncertainty of what's happening in the election causes that, and it'll even out. And that's what's going to happen. So stop now where everybody's like, well, you see what your guy did?
It's over. My guy.
End of the world.
Yeah.
See, I saw it more of that's how many backdoor deals Clinton had that everyone
yeah,
took
away. Wall Street, like, people well, crapping their pants.
Pulling out.
It's very interesting. All right.
Did you vote yesterday?
Of course I voted.
Was there a line?
It was the longest line I had ever waited on. I went to my usual polling place because I didn't get a chance to vote early and actually thought for a second about that it may not be worth it. That's how long the line was.
Yeah.
And obviously I did.
I almost did that too. Yeah. I turned around.
Got in line with my wife and my daughter and stood out in the sun. I explained this yesterday on the air. I said, like, I'm not complaining about the sun. It's just a matter of I've never had to wait outside before.
It's brutal.
But I mean, that's how long the line was. I wasn't just online. I was down the block. Where I vote is a golf community, and you vote in their little clubhouse. Mm-hmm. So I pulled up. I usually go through their gate, go to the dead end, and make a left, and then go down to park. I went through the gate to the dead end, and there were cars everywhere. And I said, this can't possibly. This has never happened before. I've voted in every possible election that I could vote in the last 5-7 years that I've lived over there. I voted. And I went there. I waited online. I even started the hashtag "People I Hate on Election Day" because there were people wearing tie dye hats and all of the.
I like the black guy that looked like Blade.
I was going to say your tweets were hilarious, but a little long of a hashtag.
The only text in my whole tweet. Anyway,
how long were you online for?
Over an hour.
Wow. Mine was only 20 minutes, but they said it was the longest line they'd ever seen in history.
It took me 48 minutes just to get to the door, and then once you went inside, you had to wait and still continue in line.
What time did you go?
Like 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
I will also tell you that, and I'm not complaining because they're volunteers, but they've got the oldest, slowest, most decrepit, halfway dead human beings taking your information.
Kids don't volunteer anymore.
The entire area is set up with tables, and the tables have privacy dividers in between. I would say 60% of the tables were empty because they couldn't process the people in fast enough because the old ladies were just terrible. It was sad, but it's good to know that next time, next important election or something, you may consider volunteering just to help the process along.
They actually had the pamphlets out, like how you can join the election team and be part of the election process.
I have to tell you, and again, I'm not complaining. They're volunteers, and they're old people, and they're going to die soon. And I think some of them died yesterday while they were accepting our identification.
Possible.
Why not just pay them a little bit, though? I mean, there's so much money that goes into the campaigns already. Why not just find money, and then that'll get guys to come out and... Hey, Trump, let's do it. That's the first thing you should do.
I like requiring people to do volunteer work.
I'm sure there's some sort of thing with paying.
Every year, put in 20 hours a year of volunteer work somehow. We should all be...
That's probation.
It's probation if you're forced to do it. If you say, in order to guarantee your freedom, it's probation. if you just say, hey, we like to look at 20 hours a year for everybody, that's not so bad. And you can take things easy, like cleaning up the road or helping out on election day.
Paint graffiti.
That's what I do. I was here last night until about 10 o'clock. And when I left, it was still up in the air. It was back and forth literally to the minute on Clinton and President Trump, for, I almost said Obama, for the popular vote in Florida. And they were just thousands of votes away, and then Trump tried to take a little bit of a lead, but for some reason Broward County and Dade County were so late to report that you didn't know what it was going to be, and it went back and forth and back and forth. That's 29 votes. So Fox 13, Mark Wilson, on my way home at about a little after 10, tweeted that Fox 13's people locally were calling Florida for Trump. Now, what they do is they plug in a certain algorithm and they figure it out. And also, he had kind of taken a little bit of a lead. Fox News didn't want to call it, and CNN didn't want to call it. But I went with Mark Wilson. So I said, okay, that's 29. So then whenever they would give him a vote, I would just keep adding 29 to it. And when he had 254 and the looming 29 still waiting, I said, well, now I could finally go to sleep. And I couldn't, because I wanted to see I wanted to have an end. I didn't want to wake up and find out that Truman did in fact defeat Dewey. So I woke up in the middle of the night when Trump got on stage and made a speech, and I watched almost his entire speech, in which he thanked the people. He thanked Mike Pence. He thanked Reince Priebus. He even brought him up on stage. He thanked his dead brother and all his kids and their kids. And I thought, holy crapola, Donald Trump is our president. And it is, I never thought I'd wake up in the middle of the night to hear that news.
Yeah, it's funny. I woke up in the middle of the night as well, but like around 1:30 or something, so it wasn't decided yet. And I was looking, and I'm like, how can I not find out who? And then I was like, oh, it's still going on.
Still going.
That's when I fell asleep, and I woke up, and it was like 2:30, and that's when they were saying he was coming to the state. So you were awake all night.
Well, I dozed off, and I kept the TV on so I could hear what was going on. I want to play for you the Hillary Clinton speech from last night, because I think this is the most important. Oh, what? Oh, she didn't speak last night? Oh, my bad.
You mean the John Podesta speech?
She left all of those people out there all night crying and doing whatever they're going to do. They had fireworks that they canceled earlier in the week and didn't even have the balls to come out and say thank you to everybody. What do you have?
Clip number two is John Podesta coming out making the announcement that she was not going to be coming.
I know you've been here a long time.
Right.
And it's been a long night.
Yep.
And it's been a long campaign. But I could say we can wait a little longer, can't we? We're still counting votes, and every vote should count. Several states are too close to call, so we're not going to have anything more to say tonight.
That is, you go out. No, you go out. Yeah. I'm not going to go out. Well, what am I going to say when I go out there? And she's like, I'm done. I'm not going out. My Parkinson's is flaring up.
So listen to me. Everybody should head home. You should get some sleep. We'll have more to say tomorrow.
I mean, keep in mind, we're not talking to a bunch of people gathered in a small hotel conference room or banquet hall that are sitting there eating chicken fingers waiting to see Hillary. This is the Javits Center. There are thousands and thousands of people that have put in their time over the months, the support. They've lost Facebook friends. They are sitting there now just waiting for her to come out and say, hey, we fought the good fight, but we didn't win, and blah, blah, blah. And she didn't even have the decency to come out and address the people. She hid, and we still haven't seen her. She said that she's going to come out sometime today, and I think out of sight, out of mind, a little too late, she's done. What a sore loser.
I want you to know, I want every person in this hall to know, and I want every person across the country who supported Hillary to know,
that my WikiLeaks did her some damage.
That your voices and your enthusiasm means so much to her.
Bernie Sanders.
Her and to Tim and to all of us. We are so proud of you.
That's another thing. Tim Kaine, enjoy your trip back to obscurity, buddy. We have a very handsome vice president. He's very Anderson Cooper-like.
Yeah.
Mike Pence.
Scary, though.
Yeah, he is definitely scary.
Some weird views, man. But as long as he doesn't become president, I think we'll be...
He looks a lot like the president in the movie who you think is a good guy and then turns bad.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
Perfect.
You know, a lot of those people who are so anti-gay...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Not me. See, I'm totally out there.
Yeah, right.
So I don't have
You're so
deny.
Overt with yeah. it. We don't know what to
Come
think.
Come get it, fellas.
John, good morning. John, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
How you doing? You didn't think it was going to happen, did you?
Yeah, no, actually, although I didn't vote that way, I knew it was going to happen when the whole pee-grabbing video came out, and that didn't work, so...
Once that didn't shut him out of the race, you were like, man, this guy might actually be president.
Yeah, and here's the question. What do you think happened over the last few weeks to sway the undecided voters, you know, in-person yesterday voters?
I think that people knew that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were not the most honest people. And then I think with all the information that came out with the FBI, I don't think it was the second FBI investigation. I think it was the investigation where Comey got out there and said, they asked him questions and he answered them. And then she would completely lie. And then they could play those videos side by side. Then all the information about the Clinton Foundation, you just knew she was not a reliable person. And Americans didn't want the same old crap. And Donald Trump was probably not their first choice, but they're like, look, we can get the same old crap, or we could try some new crap and see if the new crap makes any of difference. And what this guy is saying is drastic. No one said it before, at least no one that was even halfway electable. And I think those people are like, it can't be worse than it is now. Let's try and vote the guy from TV. And that's what happened.
And you know what I think, too? I think her last rallies came off too much like a practice for the inaugural balls.
You're right. And she planned, I mean, if you look at that Javits Center last night, she was planning on winning. There was no doubt. She wrote that acceptance speech and she was ready to go. She probably had a nice little blue dress all picked out, and Bill was like, I'm going to bang some other chicks tonight. And then sad disappointment for all of the Clintons.
Yeah, I think we're both right.
Thank you, pal. Appreciate the call.
If you look at where Hillary was there and Jay-Z and Beyonce were there, and there are a bunch of empty seats at a rally, and it's like, if Jay-Z and Beyonce can't get people out there, like,
guess who had
good.
Philly packed, Bruce? They showed,
of course.
They showed, like, I don't know, I think it was like near the Liberty Bell, but the entire, like, it was
I was talking about this city and AIDS.
Covered.
Remember that, Philadelphia?
Yeah, that's a good song. Sad, what do you tell your kid today? Like, I'm excited to tell my son, it's not the position you want to prove that anybody can do anything in this country, but it's true. Like, anybody can be what they want in this country. Donald Trump wanted to be president, no experience, became president.
My son is 10 years old, and this is what he did last night. We were laying in bed watching it. He was getting tired, and he goes, so... He didn't say anything. He just got out of the blue. He goes, so the electoral votes really decide who the president's going to be. I go, yeah, pretty much. I go, it's a weird system. And he goes, so right now he's got 230-something, and she had whatever. And I go, yeah. And he goes, so he's probably going to come become president. And I go, probably. And he goes, huh. And he rolled over. And I went, yeah, you get it. Yeah. You get it just like everybody else. Pete, good morning. Hi, Pete.
Good morning, Mike. I don't know if everybody else has the same opinion. I think the Democrats probably would have got a lot closer if they would have had Bernie Sanders versus Hillary Clinton. She came with way too much baggage to go against Trump.
I agree. And let me tell you, the part of what I think hurt her was the Sanders people saw through WikiLeaks that they squeezed him out. They pushed him out, even with all the support that he had. I mean, I was the one guy going, there's never going to be a president, Bernie Sanders. But all of a sudden, he had such momentum, and the Democratic Party pushed him out, forcing Debbie Wasserman Schultz to resign. And I think a lot of those people were so mad. They were like, we can't vote for her now. I think that hurt her a lot. And I think we've probably heard the last of Bernie Sanders as a candidate, but I think you'll see him now be the guy that becomes the anti-Trump face for the next couple of years, because it's not going to be her. Nobody cares about her anymore.
Live that long.
And do you want to see him, honestly, like after he turned his back on everybody? I don't want to see
he
him.
Did the right thing. He the choice is to go third party and try to do your own thing and say, hey, I'm getting put. But the problem is you just split that Democratic vote now and nobody has a chance. He bit the bullet and did what he had to do for his people, and it was the right thing to do.
I just imagine him in his dress socks with his hair messed up and a tuna fish sandwich going, should have went with me. I don't understand.
I would have gave you all free college.
Yeah.
That's it.
Do you think if it wasn't set up that he would have been president this morning instead of Trump?
No.
You don't think there was a... I think he had more of a shot than
No, let me tell you why. Because when you break it down, It's the same thing I always say about when Ron Paul ran. It's great to get up there and say a bunch of things. Like, it's kind of like getting up there and telling everybody you're going to make Mexico pay for a wall and build it. But get it done. And how are you going to, when people start asking you serious questions, like, well, exactly how are you going to get that done?
And too old.
Yeah, too old.
I mean, Trump is the oldest president now. Mm-hmm. He's the oldest president, at this time to be elected.
So
whatever.
Weird.
70 years old. Bernie Sanders, 75. I mean, come on. 79 after his first term. How many 79-year-olds do you see drive still?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good point.
Well, I mean, luckily, the president, they don't drive, right?
You understand what I'm saying. Well, not you, but the rest of the people.
He'd be like Congressman from Veep that just forgets everything.
Anthony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. I just want to say good morning to your morning crew. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Loyal listener from the start. But I live right down the street from you, and I go to the Groves as well. And I got there around 5:15 and met my wife, and we were in line for an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah. I would imagine at 5 o'clock when everybody gets out of work, it was crazy.
It was a madhouse. They cannot have enough parking spaces there, or they didn't have enough. It was ridiculous. There's too many cars, too many people. And when I left that place at 6:45, they had at least another, I don't know, 150 people still in line at that the polling place. It was ridiculous. And those old ladies could barely read my driver's license on the address to verify my address.
And the worst is usually you have to slide it through the magnetic card reader, and my lady had to slide it like 5 times. She couldn't get it to work, and I went, oh, I think you're sliding the wrong side, lady. There's no strip over there. Yeah, it's a weird, complicated process as far as getting in and out, but it's one of those things. It's the least we could do after all those people died to make sure we could do it. And if you're a lady and you didn't vote, shame on you, because you've only been able to vote for like the last 100 years. And if you're not taking advantage of that, thank you for the call, sir.
This is a pretty, I'm sure we'll see tons of memes and tweets and all kind of stuff, but I don't know if you've seen this one yet. Rhonda Collins tweeted this at us, where it has Trump dressed up as Negan from Walking Dead. Baseball man, you see the back of Hillary's head like he's about to smash her.
He's got that nice smile, that Trump smile. By the way, a couple of things you got to hold Trump to. I really want to see how he's going to handle the wall situation.
Yeah.
I don't think good luck marching into Mexico, building a wall, and telling them that they have to pay for it. It's never going to happen. I keep waiting for him to go, I was kidding.
Yeah.
Come on, I didn't think I was going to be president.
And is Hillary going to jail?
That's what I was going to say. That the investigation? He said if he was elected, he would launch an investigation into her shady dealings.
Yeah, because he even said the great line in the debate, because you'd be in jail. Yeah. That was great.
That will be one of the most classic lines from a presidential debate.
Yeah, that's you're no Jack Henry. Yeah.
If you listen to him last night, it doesn't sound like, I know he's being gracious, but it doesn't sound like he has any plans of putting her in jail for anything.
I'm going to play all the audio here in the next hour, but he definitely did the right thing last night. You don't want to come out and gloat.
Right.
You want to come out now, and people are scared, and you want to come out and seem presidential, and he did.
He soothed people. Even the way he spoke was soothing.
He spoke calm. Yeah. He didn't get everybody all riled up. He came out and said that he called Hillary, and he thanked her for fighting the hard fight. Boy, would I love to hear what that phone call sounded like. Because they hate each other.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't even shake each other's hands. That she had to call. He must have been just sitting there waiting. Mm-hmm. Is it her? Mm-hmm.
Now, how do those numbers get exchanged, though? That's what I want to know.
I thought about that. I mean, do they do that in the beginning of the night? Does your camp call my camp and say, okay, and we'll be waiting?
Or here's the number. On the trail, you pass each other and be like, hey, take my number if you need any. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm sure the campaign managers have numbers and stuff. It's not necessarily Trump's phone, or Hillary's phone. It's so-and-so's phone, and they hand it to Trump. Hey, here's Hillary, whatever.
It's amazing.
It's a beautiful golden phone.
Yeah, right.
It's luxurious. It's a golden phone.
He had her on speaker, and it was like,
yeah. And he's giggling.
Yeah. I'm alone. Go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They said that Trump went to his tower to be alone with the first lady, Melania.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Going a slow hey, just waiting.
50 Shades.
What do you think he says to her? I would think, hey, I'm the president, bitch.
Nah,
let's
I
make
bet
love
he's
right
like,
now.
Hillary,
you
good.
Can make love with the president.
I wish I could even just sound a little bit like him.
No, he's talking, what does he say to Melania? Melania,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Hey, you're now having sex with the president.
He's married to her. He doesn't care. They got a kid.
He says, I told you so. He says, I told you so, Melania.
He's banging Ivanka.
Yeah.
You're president.
She's way
hot. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. That's true. Trump America.
Yeah. By the way, who pointed that out? Was it Lionel? Where was Ivanka in the last couple months?
But she was yesterday. Yeah. I did see photos all over the place of them all together, but she has disappeared.
Well, yesterday, since she grabbed the peed comment, she kind of fizzled out after that. She was like, all right, I'm done.
Yesterday on the election coverage show last night, Donald Trump Jr. called in. We talked to him at about 7 o'clock last night, right before the polls closed, where he was giving a last push for people to get out there, and I asked him outright, if his father were to win, would we no longer be friends? Mm-hmm. And he actually said we'll always be friends.
Oh, nice.
Thank you very much.
Good news.
You met a president, man. That's so cool.
So I had a dream last night that me and Donald Trump Jr. and Moose went and got lobster together. It was the weirdest dream ever. Like, I don't know why Moose is there. I guess I have one new lifelong important friend and one lifelong old friend that I don't see anymore. Yeah, thank you. Anyway, there is a full board of phone calls in the 6 o'clock hour, which is very rare. I'm happy to take your phone calls, but I do need to take a break. I will come back and grab them. We will play some Sporkle today, and we will make America great again. Donald Trump is the president. That's so weird to say. President Trump. Oh, man, I can't wait to go to Disney. They're going to have to change all the other robots to roll their eyes when he talks. And Obama just to shake his head in disgust.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.